I think I'll open. I want to take care of and put behind us at this press conference, this media session here, the situation with Aaron. You know, number one, I was clearly disappointed with Aaron and what took place post-Dallas game. And he understands that. Aaron clearly knows what he did was wrong and inappropriate under the circumstances. He chose to apologize to the offense on Monday, as you already know. And we're going to work through the rest of it internally as we move forward to what's most important, and that is the New Orleans Saints and getting ready for them on Monday night.
Was Aaron's apology something of his own doing? Is something you guys talked about before?
No, Aaron chose to speak to the offense on his own.
Mark, you talk a lot about trust in your offense, trust in coaches.
Absolutely.
Why would players ever trust Aaron Palmer again?
You know, when you're building a locker room and a culture, we haven't had something like this happen over the last 2 years. But what we're prepared to do is things are going to happen. There's going to be issues that come up when you have this many men and this many people involved. We don't like what happened. We're disappointed in what happened. I'm disappointed in what happened. But this is an opportunity for you to work through something like this, and we're doing that internally. And it's a process that we're going to go through daily, and that's where we are. So I feel confident that we can work through this. Go ahead, Mark.
Mark, what was his offense? What did he do that was wrong in your mind?
What he did was he spoke outside of this building on things that were inappropriate to say at that time.
Did you ever consider letting Aaron go for this?
Everybody on our staff is important. Everybody's important. And as I said already, Aaron has talked through this with you. I've, again, communicated my disappointment with him. And we've moved forward processing this, and we will continue to do that. And getting ready for the Saints, which our team has done an excellent job of moving forward the last 2 days.
How did the organization become aware that Aaron was the source of this story?
I can't answer that question directly. I became aware of it because Aaron told me.
When was that? How did he tell you?
It was Friday.
What was your initial reaction? Obviously, you talk all the time about blocking out the noise, and the reaction when you realized that some of the noise had been created from.
I was disappointed.
Were you there when he apologized? Were you in the room?
That's an internal issue. It's clear that Aaron, we've communicated to you that Aaron chose to apologize to the offense. He stated that, and I think the rest is internal. Everything we're doing is processing things internally, Adam. I understand the question. I certainly think you can understand the answer. This is a situation that I was clearly disappointed in, and we're handling it internally.
So he's going to coach the last three games, right? You're not making any changes with him. He's here now. Assuming that
Aaron is with us to coach with us, yes.
Did you address the entire team about what happened, issues of trust moving forward, anything regarding?
Yes, I have.
What was the message?
The message is exactly what I stated to you, is that we had statements were made that were inappropriate to be made outside of our building. Everything we do is internally. We've chosen to use accountability as a big part of how we do things within the framework of our meeting rooms and this building. And it should not go outside of our building.
Trusted you were holding him accountable if you still had a job?
As I said, Jeff, I understand the question. We're processing through this, dealing with the situation. And as I said again, our team has done a very good job of working to do what's most important right now, and that's to get ready for the Saints.
Is it going to be hard, though, to separate the noise from the game on Monday?
Our guys are focused in on the New Orleans Saints. That's where they are. And that's how we proceed.
Why not have him just address Jay one-on-one? It seems it became a bigger issue when he addressed the entire offense.
Aaron chose to speak with the offense.
Was that the correct move?
All of that is going to be handled internally.
Mark, regarding in response to that report, Brandon Marshall said that if I were an owner, I'd have buyer's remorse too. Does that reach the level of talking out of school, I guess, that Aaron did? Are you unhappy with that as well?
That's a whole separate issue. We understand Brandon. We know how much he loves this football team. There's no doubt about it. And I know how much he loves Jay. And how much they're the way they are with each other, and what they mean to each other, and to the future of our football team. So I take it in that light. I know where Brandon's at, and I said I know how important this team is to him, and I know the relationship that he has with Jay.
How can you fix the perception of this team that the walls are kind of crumbling in all directions?
The team is focused on winning a game, and it has been. We certainly haven't played the way we want to play, and we've addressed that. We've addressed the fact that we've made mistakes. We've acknowledged that. We also feel strongly that we are working very hard on a daily basis to coach these guys in the meeting and coach them on the field, and that our players are working to that effect. That's where we are. And that's how we'll proceed as we move forward.
Mark, Aaron said that he's been frustrated that an offense that has worked in the past has not worked the way it should this year. When you step back and scale back, what are the root causes?
You know, that's again that would be more in tune to an off-season analysis. I mean, I've said very clearly, I think you've heard our players say it, that it hasn't been one specific thing. But one specific thing has turned out to turn into inconsistent performance, and we own up to that, and we have. We're not happy about it. We're disappointed in the inconsistency and the level of our performance over four quarters on a game-by-game basis. We're focused on what we can control, which is the work we put in today and the preparation we put in today, and that message never changes. That's the only way to go about doing it, and that's how we're moving forward.
Mark, do you know what this incident can do for your job future?
The only thing we're concerned about is the New Orleans Saints. Again, I've expressed my disappointment. Our team understands it. I've given them clarity to the situation and how we can wrap our arms around this and turn it into something positive and move forward in terms of our preparation for the Saints, which is number one on everybody's focus list.
Mark, obviously you were unhappy with where he made the comments, Aaron made his comments. Is there any validity to any of the comments that were made, specifically Jay not checking out of bad plays in the run game or the potential for pulling him out of the game?
Yeah, those are things, you know, when we get into our meetings, we address each and every issue with each and every player, whether it's Jay or any of our other players at any position. That's how we go about doing it. It's handled inside this building in a professional and demanding fashion.
Got time for two more.
Mark, sorry to belabor it, but what role did Phil have or what involvement did Phil have in kind of handling this episode?
All of this has been handled by me. It's been the way I've handled it, and the way I will continue to handle it when it deals with coaches. I have to make those decisions.
Mark, we've talked in this room a little bit about, I think you've expressed a little concern about the imbalance recently between the run and the pass, and allegedly the concern that Aaron voiced was that Jay wasn't checking out of enough bad run plays. Do you understand how that feels, sounds just inconsistent with getting things right on offense to anybody who hears it?
We have a lot of work to do on offense. even with three games left. We acknowledge the fact that we haven't run the ball well enough. We haven't had balance that we need to have. We haven't been consistent in those areas. And we continue to talk about them, address them, and try to practice through them. And we're hoping to make some headway on Monday night.
A couple of assistant coaches were quoted as saying that they're concerned now about their own futures. Do you feel like you need to get a grip on your staff right now?
I can say nothing, but our staff has been, as I watch them work, as I'm in the meetings with them, they're focused on one thing, and that's preparing their guys to play the game. And I see it in the meetings, and I certainly see it on the practice field with their demeanor and their passion to try to get these guys to do things the way we're asking them to do it.